And the final whistle's been blown. It's all over here.
It's actually what a performance. I mean, people were saying, could this be tight? We're down to a couple of points. We didn't think there'd be much in it. For Donegal, they won this game by 7 points. Has been an absolutely brilliant performance. We knew this was in this Donegal team. We didn't know after Ulster, you know, how they'd regroup and come back in it. But my God, they came back with some energy. And Tyrone had no answer for them, actually. And, you know, they could, again, go back to the Tyrone wide count. Will be fairly high. Some of them are in awkward positions. But really, the way Donegal play as a team together, Tyrone have no answer to that. You know, there's fits and starts from Tyrone. The whole Donegal machine, they work so well together. Subs coming in, everybody, the players, the energy, the teamwork is going out there. And again, the points scoring, 21 points against this Tyrone defence. Oisín, a remarkable scoreline today. And really, you know, you look at this now in terms of this group, and Donegal can look to be in control of the group now. They have Cork away and then Clare at the neutral venue. So this is the difference what this game gives you, Oisín. This gives you control of the group now. Now, you've obviously got a sticky one away to Cork, but really should be going over Cork, you know, Clare at the neutral venue. You can be the team that tops a group and obviously misses another game and misses the top teams of the country going into a potential quarterfinal.
Yeah, so Martin McHugh, you were very excited with the opening half, so you were, and how Donegal was playing. They comfortably seen out this victory, winning by 21 points to 14 in the end. And listen, full credit to them. It was an impressive performance today.
Yeah, a very impressive performance. The best we've had in a long, long time. We go back to the 12 All-Ireland final, or the 14 match probably against Dublin, probably the last time. But, you know, Tyrone threw two things at us. The last day they went very defensive against us and we got over the line, tough work and everything else. Today they pushed and they pressed and that, and we're very impressive now today. We showed them, you know, a lot of pace. We paced us to a team in a mile. Yeah, it's exciting, Oisín. The only one disappointing thing, suppose, we scored 4 goals against Derry and we haven't got any goals since against Tyrone, our man today. But we created enough goal chances the first half particularly. Great second half performance as well. A different one to the first half. We showed real composure, asked them to come out to us, controlled the match and asked them to come out to us. So, yeah. Good performance, brilliant performance by Donegal. You have to say the best I said I've seen in a long time because of the way we control it. But it's good. It's important that we won matches in Balbuffet, home matches, and teams don't want to come here. So we go to Cork next weekend, you know, on the back of this fact. It'll be a different game, tougher, big, physically strong Cork team. The management would have been here today and it's going to be different. But you're in a good position now. You know, if you beat Clare in the last game, of Cork beat you, depending on Cork and Tyrone, you know, head to heads will make a difference and everything else where you finish. But look, at we'll enjoy today because, you know, massive support here today. Like Tyrone's in back 2,500-3,000 tickets, so Donegal a massive support, and it's great times, and it's some change around, as everybody keeps telling me, in Dublin and everywhere else in a short period of time. It's unbelievable. And you know, everybody, like Pat O'Morgan again, brilliant today.
Yeah,
I thought, probably looking back in it, he was man of the match in the Ulster final, and today he was brilliant today again, the man of the match today. And I just said, you know, not because he's my own book or anything else, but I thought when Ryan helps control the game and dictate the game and get on the ball,
experience,
it helps a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it just helps a lot to the players around him, and you need controlling it. But look, at it was different, you know, the way they're able to adapt. Like Kieran McGonigal, like today, wasn't really played to centre back. He was moved around full back and everything. And the way he adapted that, no, he didn't have as big a game today, people say, but it's the way to adapt. And it is exciting, as I said, yeah, Conor O'Donnell going into it. The pace and the power, you know, Kieran Thompson's couple of great kicks, that free, which was important. Now, we've done a couple of silly things. We lost a silly bit of ball going forward, and we need to just watch out for that there. You know, you had one that Patty McBurdy was blocked down to go six up. Brendan McColl lost the ball going forward with him. Just that, and we just clean that up and everything else. But, yeah, I think today shows us that we were hoping one in Ulster was great, but today shows us, I know what people say, it's Tyrone, any team will fear Tyrone, but it showed us the football we played, particularly the first half and the way the second half. Look at, yeah, we're up there, and we have to be considered to be up there. Now again, Cork will be different because they're in the top 8-10 teams in the country as well. But you know, you can't start picking out players or anything else. It was all around fabulous performance.
Someone, but it takes the pressure off.
So that's a big one. And you know, winning today, I suppose, if you can win next Sunday, if you won next Saturday, won today, then you have 4 weeks to get ready, because you know the Clare game might become important then or not. You could know, look at players and everything else. I don't know, depending on what happens in the meantime. But that would be some situation, Ben. But I know next Sunday different. But look at, there's not many teams that, you know, beat Derry, beat Tyrone, beat Armagh, and now beat Tyrone again. And I mean, you know, that is tough, and that's been as tough as we've ever had. And you know, Jim McGuinness, other than the McKenna Cup, hasn't been beaten yet in football, and the confidence that he's given these players and everything else. And you know, I know this game mightn't have been on terrestrial television or anything else, a lot of people watching GAA go, but I mean, Donegal people will have to get excited about this bunch of players. And I know Tyrone have a lot of talent coming, Derry have a lot of talent coming, Armagh look to be very solid at underage level and everything else. But you know, this is good, this is what we're all about. I mean, the difference in the crowd here today and the crowd, you know, last year. And I mean, it's just fair play to the players, the effort and commitment they're putting in from the time they went, Jim, to go over, the time they went on the training camp and everything else. They've given their life to Donegal's football. I know that in the training camp, my young Ryan was supposed to go on a stag party, was all called off and everything else. And that's the commitment and everything you need to give. But I just think that looking at, I thought Michael Langan was awesome today. I thought he had a brilliant game, and Jason McGee are turning into as good a midfield partnership. We go back to talk about, you know, Brian Murray and Andy Malloy, I suppose, and then we talk about Neil Gallagher and Rory Kavanagh. Now we talk about they're two fabulous footballers who can kick scores and everything else. And I thought Michael Langan's back on his game. We talked about it, maybe he's off as a wee bit, but he is back on his game. What an addition. But you know, it's a big performance, and Tyrone will be disappointed. Disappointed the performance. And like Niall Morgan was immense. They are a wee bit, I think maybe Brendan will agree with this, depending on Derek Canavan up front a wee bit too much. And you know, McShane seems to have lost what he had. He was brilliant away. You know, he's one of the best players. Neil McGee told me the best players he ever played against, but seemed to lost it. So their midfield were poor today. Kilpatrick got yellow carded, maybe, and then went off and everything else. But I thought their midfield wasn't good today. So Brian Kennedy didn't really contribute to much at all, you know. Yeah. But I just think that maybe that's down to our midfield. Well, a lot of times people said Donegal didn't have a midfield. So actually, all I'll say is great performance. Let everybody in Donegal enjoy it. Good thing the game's Saturday night. You've a bit of a break and everything else now. And we look forward to next weekend. And, you know, hopefully, didn't pick up any injuries. That'll be very, very important.
The mentality in this group, Brendan, this word mentality has been battered about for the last number of weeks, particularly going into the Ulster final, and it was evident there today again. So it was Donegal never stopped. They kept going, they kept chipping away. We said, right, we'll see now what's going to happen in the third quarter, and in those 7-18 minutes they outscored Tyrone 6-2, so they did in the second half. The second half,
I think you hear from Martin there the buzz of the performance, and I think it would be the cohesion of Donegal, the togetherness, the Tyrone playing in fits and starts, and they're playing through different players. Every one of the Donegal players can get on the ball, can make a score, can make something happen. I think in the last couple of games, that kind of togetherness and that belief, when we weren't playing well, seen us through. You know, we didn't play that well against Tyrone after the High of Derry. You know, Armagh asked a lot of questions of us and we managed to hang in there. But today, you've seen that element and all the play. You know, once Tyrone made this an end-to-end game, the brilliance of Donegal, all these half-forwardy type players have been playing all over the pitch. It was just a matter of holding the ball and then releasing them. And Donegal found themselves in so many great positions today. It was unbelievable. I mean, it made for an exciting game, but in many ways, Tyrone coming and playing, you know, meant that Donegal just had too many footballers around the pitch for them. And I agree with Martin, their midfield was poor. O'Goose come on, didn't do much for them. You know, Hampsey marked Gallen well the last day. Gallen got way the better of this game, I'd say. Ryan, and of course, you know, just talking about Mogan, the energy of Mogan there. And Patton, of course, you know, talked to Jim about doing work with him coming out the pitch. You could see him there coming out offering that plus one, which has to happen in the modern game. He set up one of Mogan's scores as well, and just the energy of the lads all throughout the team. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable what we've seen there, because none of us could really call this game. And the fact we won it by 7 points now, we've really pushed Tyrone. I mean, they beat us by 9 last year. Washington, this is a bit of retribution here today.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Mogan was great. I thought Owen Ballingallagher had a good game today. You know, he was only getting back a second game, brilliantly. I just see they're going to do the interviews down here. Michael Murphy's down there, and I know Jim asked him to come back. If he had to come back and play and stayed with us for another year, I mean, we'd be talking big things, I think. What a difference you'd make if you only took him off the bench or had him there and everything else, and he's in good shape.
He would have
that leadership quality and, you know, everything else he had going. But anyway, he didn't make it. Look at
he seems to be content enough doing the media stuff.
No, he's content enough, surely, to go on.
Listen, Martin, Oisin Gallen scored 7 points today, right? But there was 9 other Donegal scores in the score sheet.
Yeah.
And there's a lot, that's become a sort of a trait now in Donegal. Mm. It's happening every game.
But there's different players. There's a player, Shane O'Donnell, who Brendan knows well. Yep. They don't take him off. So they leave him on for a reason, because he's a worker. He works hard. He gets on ball. He scored one great score at the end. You watch it. They very seldom they'll take Shane Shane O'Donnell off, because they like him and they know he works hard. That's the kind of player. Kieran Moore mightn't score either, but works his socks off. And the pace that Kieran Moore adds, the pace, it's the pace that we have. And we talked about going back to time, this modern day Gaelic football, pace is very, very important, and we have it. We have it in abundance. When they burst through, I mean, the first half was so exciting to watch. I'm looking forward to looking at it back, really, to see just how exciting it was to see a Donegal team doing that. I'll tell you, it mightn't happen this year, though, but Dublin will take note. Yeah. Definitely take note. And, you know, Kerry, these teams are going to take note that, yeah, this Donegal team, we thought, yeah, we're going to win Ulster. And, yeah, we're lucky to win the three games we made. Could have lost the three games we won. But now on that performance the other day,
there was no right. That.
We're not going to put too much pressure on anybody. But it's definitely, it's great. And it's great to be Donegal people this evening. We have a Donegal management team and every Donegal people on it and all Donegal people here. So what more can you ask for? Let's enjoy the weekend.
And you probably have to give Anthony McFadden a mention in that. Yeah. Because the energy levels of Donegal, people thought Tyrone maybe had the better, more time off. The energy levels of Donegal and the fitness as well, you know, the work that's going on, and you can see with Jim, the coaching that's gone out there today, as I say, the cohesion of the team, the togetherness, and probably having spoke to a couple of players last week, I met them, the lift of one in Ulster, you know, coming through a tough Ulster, people were saying then, oh, we'll be come down from the high and this and that. This is Jim McGuinness's team. He's going to correct that first night back at training to get the back in. Let's go for this title now. Let's go for the group. Let's get out of the group first. And you could see that today the energy and I suppose that bit of relief of coming through Ulster, and now we're champions and they're playing today like champions.
Yep. Jim said it just finally, Martin, at the homecoming, about that they were going to give this All-Ireland series a real, real goal. How big a statement is that one today?
Yeah, it is a big statement. I think, you know, Brendan has touched on there. I think that, you know, kind of the pressure won in Ulster. I mean, there were a lot of pressure. Like, the performance against Derry, the whole country was talking about it. And then that we didn't score enough points against Derry. We got the goals. But now we're starting to score the points, which is very, very important, because some people say you'll get your goals in a different situation. The other thing about it is that the pressure was off them after the Ulster final. It wasn't a great Ulster final performance. Did well to win it. People say, oh, Armagh should have won it. They didn't win it. Tyrone should have won it. So, from that point of view, it's great, Oisín, that performance the other day, pressure off, a team playing with confidence, as Brendan has said, team playing, you know, the whole lot, and every player is comfortable on the ball. We take men off the bench and they're comfortable on the ball. Now, you know, we're getting a squad of players which you're going to need down the road together. And so now it's good. I know that they'll study Cork now, and they've had people watching Cork and Clare and everything else and that there. But it's good. It's exciting. And you know, someone which is great, and we heard that 3 years that Derry were under Rory Guller, they had no injuries. This is, see the same thing here. Now they see the same thing here with Donegal. No injuries, hopefully no injuries since Jim came in and everything else. And I mean, the Conor Donald one's carried from last year, when probably was played when he maybe shouldn't have been played last year in a game, and they put the pressure, they wanted to get him on the field. But I think that looking at it, there's no injuries. I know that's the training, and that's down to the Anthony McFadden's, that's down to the Luke Barrett's, that's down to everybody involved. So look, it's a great day for everybody, for the people that came in and supported, got behind the team, and people, you know, done a lot of work and everything else. It's a great day for them, and everybody can be happy tonight listening to us getting into them cars and heading home.
Listen, Martin, me news for Cork next weekend. Thanks for joining us tonight, and thanks to Brendan Devaney as well. Thanks to the staff over at Highland Motors for their the continued support of helping us bring you coverage of the championship and Donegal's involvement, and that journey continues. Our neighbours Tyrone and our Tyrone listeners probably won't be happy this evening, because they've suffered a 7 points defeat here at the hands of Donegal in McCool Park in Ballybuffet. But without doubt, the championship buzz is back, and the Ulster champions keep marching on into the All-Ireland series with win number one against Tyrone. Full-time score, 21 points to 14.